So I've come to some conclusions lately of foods that I don't want room temperature anymore.
Okay.
I think there's been some foods in my life that I don't think I like, and I think I've figured out the reason is because they're not hot.
Because they're not hot. And you're talking temperature, not spice.
So we're talking about, we're just out of Thanksgiving dinner. And if you're like me on any Thanksgiving, stuff's coming out of the oven at all different times. It's cooling on the shelf. You don't know what your green bean temperature is going to be, what the turkey temperature. You don't know what temperature of any of that food's going to be, but it's probably going to be room temperature.
Yeah, okay.
And all of it just could be, I think, a little bit better if it were warm.
Okay, so you're throwing in just Thanksgiving dinner, sum yeah. total. Okay, I'm not going to argue with that.
It's got to be hot, fresh out of the oven.
Cold mashed potatoes, I think, are the greatest offender of that grouping of things.
I'll eat them late at night, but it's not going to, I'm not going to be happy.
It doesn't make me feel good.
No.
And this cold, is coming from someone who eats
cold mac and cheese?
No.
I don't want it. A cold green bean casserole?
Yeah, no. No. I can do room temp mac and cheese and green bean casserole, but not cold.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all, by default, do room temp grilled cheese and casserole just by the nature of Thanksgiving and no one... getting stuff fresh out of the oven or keeping the oven on warm. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you and me. Maybe everybody else has it figured out.
And I'm about to say something that's going to offend you, Jacqueline. Real bad.
Great. Let's go for it.
Ready for it? Pie.
Shut
is
up. Shut up.
Bad.
Bad.
And here's why. It's not
we are gonna...
hot. It needs to be hot.
No, it doesn't. It needs
pie
to be cold.
Needs to be hot.
No. It's bad
out of the
cold.
Oven fresh.
Next day for breakfast.
No. I've been eating pie my whole life, being underwhelmed. I put some in the microwave after Thanksgiving. It was the most delicious treat I ever had in my life.
This episode is going to break this show up for good.
I need a hot pie.
No. Then it doesn't stay in the crust and it just oozes and you get the wrong portions of things.
Give me
no.
the hot pot. Give me the hot filling and the hot crust.
I can't believe I called you my friend.
Only exceptions are like a dessert pie, a lemon meringue out of the fridge, a chocolate pie out of the fridge. These are fine things. But I gotta heat it up. I need the contrast of the whipped cream and the cold whipped cream and the hot pie.
What pie are you microwaving?
Blueberry was the last one I did.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Apple.
No, I just...
Pumpkin. Pumpkin. Microwave.
I've never had a hot pumpkin pie.
Maybe it'll change your life. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe it'll make me crankier.
It could be. And I'm even going as far as... I want to put... I think you're on my page here. Cookies.
Okay.
In the microwave or in the oven reheated. I tell you what.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm back on your team. The show will go on.
A microwave donut? You kidding me? Put that in there for 5 to 10 seconds?
Try a toaster oven. Even better. Add some crisp. But I... I can't let the pie thing go.
You can't let it go. It's okay.
It's so wrong.
It's divisive. I understand.
Well, now I can wait. Let me walk that back a bit. I can see if you enjoy having your pie with ice cream on it, a la mode, then you do need a warm pie because cold pie and cold ice cream are not as great. I will give you that, but that is all I'll give you. Because coffee and cold pie in the morning are so good. Especially if you're preparing for a morning nap.
Got a big day of sleep ahead of me. Just get out my pie and my coffee. Get caffeine and sugar up and go right to bed.
Oh, God. Yeah. Huh. Wow. I did not expect this.
Oh, I'm coming with more hot takes. I prefer cold coffee to hot coffee.
Same. I agree with you there. Hot coffee makes my belly hurt.
I'll drink a hot coffee, but I'm not. I don't prefer it.
Nope. Cold coffee, cold pie.
You still have a cold lifestyle.
Yeah, I do. Cold hot dog.
Right out of the fridge.
I don't prefer them that way. That's a desperation move. What? Huh. I don't even remember what I was coming with hot takes with.
Yeah, I just destroyed you with the pie conversation.
You did. My brain's leaking out my ears.
Hot or cold pizza? That's a thing. I like them both. Ooh. I like them both.
I prefer hot pizza. But I prefer it hot the next day, like reheated the next day.
Yeah.
I think pizza's got to sit.
Yeah, I don't want to burn the roof of my mouth when I take a bite of pizza.
No. Casseroles, well, that's not. Yeah. They are better hot, but they're also better the next day. But we're not talking about next day foods. We're talking about hot, cold foods.
I'm starting to also dislike fast food because it isn't hot enough. The French fries aren't hot enough. The hamburgers aren't hot enough. The chicken nuggets are barely cooked.
That's disgusting. When I was a kid, I had a raw or not fully cooked chicken nugget from McDonald's, and you just brought all of that back.
I can't brush it back to you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, though, when the fries get cold, too, they just, like, turn to, like, sawdust in the middle. It's so gross.
So
I can't
sad.
Do it. I'm with you there. The food is not hot enough.
It's got to be hot. It's
got to
be hot.
Yeah. Spaghetti is another one. I cannot do cold spaghetti.
I like a cold spaghetti.
Do you prefer cold spaghetti?
I don't know if I... That's a no. But yeah. I'll eat it cold, though. I'm not
really?
Fond of it. Yeah.
Huh. I will not. That is one I will not eat cold.
I'll eat a cold lasagna. I'll eat a cold spaghetti.
Ooh, I'll do a cold lasagna any day of the week. I wish I had a cold lasagna right now. Huh.
What about a cold hamburger? Like you made too many hamburgers, you put in the fridge overnight in the morning?
Hard no. Will not do it. Will you?
If it's already got toppings on it, like if it's already got the lettuce and tomato, I think it's, I don't know if I can reheat that. I think I got to eat that cold. If there's no toppings, I think I can heat it up again, though.
What is the difference of the toppings?
Oof. Is it hot lettuce maybe just weirds me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Mostly comes down to the lettuce. Maybe if I take the lettuce off and then, heat it up. Mm-hmm. But I ain't doing that taco with a shred of lettuce, kid me.
Ooh. I will eat cold tacos, though. I'll eat tacos no matter what. I don't know if you could see it on my face, but I just left and was thinking of tacos.
A cold tamale is actually really nice. It's got that cold husk on it.
Yeah, and it stays together. Yeah. Walking tamale.
What about leftover Chinese food?
Ooh.
Do you heat it up or you go cold?
It's 50-50. I can do either way. I'm happy, just as happy, I think.
Yeah.
Chinese food. Yeah.
I like cold noodles, cold Chinese noodles. I like those a lot.
Yeah. What about sushi? Have you ever warmed up sushi before?
No.
Or like not warmed it up. Not warmed it up, but like when you make it from scratch and like you make the rice and it's like warm when it's done and then you make it and eat it right away.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Now. I think I screw up my sushi by doing that. I think I need to make the rice like beforehand.
Okay.
I think that's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to have cold rice.
Okay. That would make sense. I do prefer it warm though because it's really, really soft when it's warm.
If I'm doing a poke bowl and it's nice and warm rice, that's nice.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about ice cream? I know some people who will take ice cream and cook it in the microwave like soup. Did I break your brain?
No, I do it. I do it sometimes, only for a little bit.
You're the person I'm thinking of?
Only a little bit. 10 seconds. Just 10 seconds. I just don't want to bite into... I don't know. I just don't want to bite into ice cream. I want it to just be like nice and creamy.
So do you like until it's a soup? It's 10 seconds into soup it.
So here's what I do instead of going through the shame of microwaving ice cream. I'll just leave the carton out for like 10 minutes. And that usually just does enough to like get it nice and soft.
Okay. Well, okay. So do you prefer soft serve ice cream?
No.
Okay, now I'm just confused, Brad.
It's too chemical-y. I don't know. Something about... Have you ever seen it? It's like in like a bag, and then it just like it squeezes. I don't know if I just don't want it. I don't know.
I did. Somebody told me how they make the different flavor, because there's like a place around here that's like, we have 130 flavors of ice cream. It's like, how do you store it? And it's all like powder goo or something they put in, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen The Founder with Michael Keaton, but... There's a moment where he talks about the milkshakes, because the founder is about McDonald's, Roy Kroc, who started McDonald's. And there's a moment where he makes a milkshake at a dinner table by mixing a powder into a cup of water. And that's like the milkshake.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
What do you think?
I think I'm drinking a delicious vanilla milkshake.
It's just chemicals and water.
That is bothersome.
And what it did is how it revolutionized everything. It was ice cream that they could have in the store that they didn't have to keep cold. So they saved money on the freezers. They saved money on the space because it was just a little pocket and you just add water to it, or you put the machine in and you call it a day.
They did a lot of that chemical versions of food in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. They hurt us real bad. Gave a lot of people a lot of diseases.
Yes, they did. Thanks, Roy. Here's one.
Yeah.
What about fried chicken?
Fried, cold frying? I don't even know if I like reheated fried chicken, if I'm being honest. Unless it's boneless. If it's boneless, it's fine.
Yeah. You'll reheat it or you'll eat it cold?
I'll reheat it. I don't think I'll ever eat cold chicken other than lunch meat.
Okay. Oh my, I've been lying to you this whole time.
Oh!
I didn't even know. I have been eating cold chicken nuggets for the past 2 weeks. Every time I've made them, I've got distracted. And like, I come back like 2 hours later and they're cold. And I don't want to eat them up, and I just eat them.
So you're buying frozen chicken nuggets and then leaving, and then cooking like a bunch and then having leftovers and then putting them in the fridge? How's this working?
Not even. I'm buying the gluten-free chicken nuggets from Aldi's, someday sponsor the podcast, and I put them on a plate, and then I go, oh, I'm going to go check on this thing, because I'm doing like 8 things at once. And then I get distracted by 3 other things, and then I remember that I'm hungry, and then the food is cold, and I don't care anymore. but they're like room temp and not cold. You know?
Room temp is I think it's ruining food, just ruining our food lately.
It does make me enjoy it less. Yeah, it feels more like just like eating for fuel than eating for fun and tastes. Yeah. I wonder heat. Would like, do you think heat unlocks some flavors and like cold unlocks some flavors?
Ooh, here we go. I know this for a fact because Elton Brown told me so.
Okay.
He said, always melt cheese because whether it's cold or hot, it has the same amount of calories and fat in it. So you should just eat it melted and delicious. You shouldn't just put it over everything. Because of the fat content, it turns into that delicious meltiness. It's the secret.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. I will do. We'll do that.
And certain fat, you know, cooks off like a steak. You got some, got some fat on there. You cook that. You put in some heat. That stuff melts onto your steak and makes it delicious.
Yeah. Wait. Are you cheese on steak?
No. The natural fat on a steak.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
On a piece of meat. Yeah.
Yeah, I've eaten a cold steak before. Just throwing that out there.
Was it like leftover?
I think I got distracted again.
Oh, no.
No. That I didn't get distracted. I did the cooking times wrong, and I started the steak too early before everything else was done.
Yeah.
It was cold.
This is the problem with the hot and the cold is oven timings and just things not working out right. I try to pride myself on, like, timing things right as I'm making, like, a meal that's, like, complicated, getting everything done at the same time, not letting stuff sit.
Yeah. That's very thoughtful of you. I'm not there yet.
Like, if I'm, like, I'm doing spaghetti and I'm making, like, bread sticks or garlic bread with it, you know, I'm trying to get all those timings to happen at the same time.
Yeah. That would be a game changer if you had the whole meal come out. I'll have to give that a try this week. Okay, what's better, cold?
What is a hot food that's Thai foods? I think maybe better. Because for some reason, something spicy when it's cold, it like helps you be able to eat it and enjoy it more. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
No, I agree with you. I forgot about that. You're totally right.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
Indian food, anything hot, like anything like spicy hot, I think.
Spicy hot. Yeah. Nachos. Cold nachos are good.
Those are good.
As hot nachos. Maybe better.
Ooh,
I might like them better.
Wow.
Depending on the cheese.
Yeah, if it's already melted cheese, I think that's... If it's shredded cheese and you're making it yourself, I think that's a different whole process than like a melted, like artificially...
The pump cheese?
Yeah, pump cheese.
My favorite kind of cheese.
So I saw somebody so bold the other day at a 7-Eleven buy a hot dog, take it over to the pump cheese... Pump that cheese on there, and he pumped some chili on that thing. He made himself a chili pump cheese dog.
That is someone who has their life figured out.
That's just a bolt.
That's great. Why wouldn't you do that? Why is anybody doing that?
It should just be
put
a thing.
Put some cheese on. Don't they still have those taquitos at 7-Eleven? You can put some cheese and chili on there. That'd be great.
Yeah. Put them in a little, put them in a baggie.
Pizza rolls. That's better cold. Because if they're hot, then they explode in your mouth like lava. It hurts.
They need to cool down. And those go from like molting hot to room temp, and you can't even do anything about it. There is no like warm to hot pizza roll. No.
No. I'm glad I'm not the only one who experiences that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cold Pop-Tart or room temp Pop-Tart's okay. I don't need to heat that up, but it's a little bit of a treat if you do that.
Cold cinnamon roll.
Cold cinnamon roll. I know I'm going to eat my own words right now, but a cheese Danish or like certain pastries cold. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I went on a rant about pies, but.
You did.
I think cream cheese itself, like a cheesecake. When you get into that realm of like, is it a cheesecake? It's got to come out of the fridge.
Yeah. Yes. A cheesecake out of the oven is disgusting.
I don't know if I've ever eaten a hot cheesecake before. I don't even know.
I have, and you can taste the egg in it, and it's really gross.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah. No.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Don't do it. I couldn't wait.
There's no food I actively make hot and then to be served the next day. I don't think, but I'll eat like, I cook them first, but I'll eat a cold hot dog out of the fridge.
Wait.
I don't go straight from the package like you do, but they had to been cooked at one point.
Well, they are cooked at one point. They're not raw.
Boy. I feel like there's a difference.
There absolutely is. Weren't we talking earlier in the episodes about living a goblin lifestyle?
We sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, this is part of it.
A cold like cheddar soup, like a cream of potato soup, it's okay.
I think in our soup month, I was very strongly disagreeing about potato soup being cold.
Yeah.
Because
You don't like potato salad either because it's cold, I thought.
Maybe. Okay. That's potentially a stance I took at one point.
Warm or cold spinach, either way is good.
Yeah.
It's great.
Actually, most of the vegetables, I think.
Can go either way.
Yeah, not the root vegetables, but other than that, I think vegetables can go either way. Because they taste different, right? Like a fresh tomato is way different than a cooked tomato.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Something with an onion, like it, that is a transformation that doesn't exist in any other vegetable that I know.
It's magical. It's magical.
It turns into like a
caramelizes sweet, itself.
Caramelized deliciousness? How does that happen?
Yeah. It's crazy. Here's someone I'm going to throw at you. What about breakfast foods?
Ooh,
like
boy.
Your French toast, your quiche? Quiche is meant to be cold, I think. Or that's how I eat it. Hmm. And then there's eggs. Eggs might be eggs.
Only if it's a deviled egg or a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, yeah, okay. Or what about like a breakfast burrito that's been in your pocket too long and got cold?
I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat that.
Yep. Eat that all day.
I'm just now thinking to myself, I don't know if I've ever had a hot, hard-boiled egg.
No?
Is that a thing?
It's not good.
Can't be.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of soft-boiled egg. Because, like, soft-boiled eggs you'll have in, like, ramen and stuff.
A scotch egg, that came out pretty warm. That was pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Because those are deep-fried, are they not?
Have I been eating hard-boiled eggs wrong? Should I be heating those up? Wow.
You're going to have to try that out and let us know. Because I'm not going to do it.
Would a hot deviled egg be good?
I doubt it. Hot mayonnaise is something.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would hold. Like, wouldn't the mayonnaise, the oil would like melt.
So talking about goblin phases, this is like the most goblin food you can eat. at Jet's Pizza, they used to have a BLT pizza, and they used mayonnaise instead of pizza sauce.
Instead of sauce? That's a lot of mayonnaise.
We just got a great soundbite just now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Kurt. Oh, no. That's very concerning. Wait, that's hot lettuce, right? What? Oh, my God, it is. That is the goblin food. Oh, no.
And I'd get it frequently with coworkers because we worked at Blockbuster and there was one like down the street.
Well, if you share it, I can see sharing it.
Oh, yeah.
I was picturing myself watching like a movie marathon eating a whole one in one night.
Oh yeah, that'd be tricky.
I would be very sick. Huh.
I like both hot and cold rice. I think that's something to be said about that.
I do not like cold rice at all. I cannot eat it.
Wow.
Unless it's sushi.
Wow.
If it's sushi, I can eat it.
Wow.
It's so grainy. No?
I don't know. If it's like a Mexican rice or like a saffron Middle Eastern rice, that's delicious, cold.
Oh, like a flavored one. I was thinking like plain Jane rice. Yeah.
like a leftover Middle Eastern dinner rice.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, falafel. Falafel's great cold. Wait, whoa, Jacqueline just falling off her chair.
My chair broke, and I have a heavy, what are those blankets called? Anti-anxiety blanket or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, weighted blanket.
Weighted blanket. Yeah. And it just all slid off, and I couldn't catch it. What were you talking about? Goblins?
Cold Middle Eastern food. Falafels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shawarma. Cold shawarma is so good. That might be better cold than warm, or just as good.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad shawarma. I've never had a bad shawarma.
I'll get two and put one in the fridge and just eat it like the next day cold, and it'll just be the best treat.
It's amazing. That garlic sauce on it. Oh.
I've never tried hot hummus. That might be okay. Might be okay.
Never even thought of that. It might be. They say warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot? Have you seen those dessert hummuses? There's so many at Aldi's.
They scare me. There's a brown
one. They have
one.
Like.
And it seems like a joke.
There's an eggnog one I saw, and a sugar cookie one, and what was the other one? The other Christmassy flavor.
Eggnog is also something people like hot and cold. People like to heat that up.
Hot eggnog?
Yeah, that's a thing. With brandy in it?
Ew.
Yeah.
Hot?
Yeah. put in
no,
little,
thank you.
Little, you know, teacups and drink it.
Yeah. Oh. Why does eggnog sit out? You know, like in punch bowls?
It's always in like a punch bowl. You're 100% correct.
Yeah. I think it's
because you're not going to want to save it. So you're okay. Just like, whatever you got, you just dump it in the big bowl. And you know you're going to throw it away afterwards. So you're just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Talk about the stomach.
With a dessert hummus, I've tried a few. They've all been bad experiences. I think you have to eat them with like a cinnamon, like a graham cracker, or like you need to help it out a bit. You can't just do like a pita chip.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Oh, no, I tried a chocolate one once, and it was really gross. It was not good. I did. I think I did try it with a pita chip, though. You might be right. Like, use a cookie or something?
Yeah. My brain always goes to Teddy Grahams for that kind of stuff for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have a little fun with it.
Yeah. And just, like, they're in a pool or whatever. Just have a fun time. Yeah.
I think if I was doing that, though, I would just be sad that I wasn't having, like, dipping it in, like, chocolate pudding or something. Like, something that wasn't hummus, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What about mint flavored things? Hot?
No,
cold?
Thank you. No, thank
just,
you
just generally
at
out,
all.
Out altogether.
No,
not hot or cold.
No, no. It all tastes like toothpaste to me.
Yeah, it's kind of the fun.
It makes fun.
It makes you like your mouth feel fresh and fun.
Oh, it makes my belly feel weird.
Cinnamon things, hot or cold? Hot.
Cinnamon things.
Gotta be hot.
Yeah. What is a cold cinnamon thing?
Like imagine like a Cinnabon. You know, you're going to want that hot.
I like it cold, though. It's my coffee.
Well, here's what happens with that glaze when it gets cold. I feel like it becomes like a different creature.
Yeah.
You're going to want to heat that thing back up, I feel.
I like it thick.
Look at that creature back alive.
I don't like when the glaze melts. I like to eat the glaze. Like you know, you eat frosting off a cake like that.
I don't eat frosting off a cake. No.
What?
Frosting is my least favorite part of the cake.
What? Get out of here.
I like the fruit layer. That's my favorite part of the cake. That disguised little, it could be cream or fruit.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. The That's really good.
Little secret pocket of cake that like combines the cakes into one cake.
Yeah, yeah, that is the best part of the cake, yeah. The second best, though, is the frosting flour, always.
And this is why I don't like a tiered cake, because that's just cakes all the way up. You don't get little layers of deliciousness, at least I don't think. Maybe you made a tiered cake, Jacqueline?
I have, and I have done it with layers of
you
fruit.
Do layers?
But it is tricky to build, because the taller it gets and the more goop it has and the more it heavy it is, so it'll smoosh and sink and slide, and you know Sleeping Beauty, like when the little fairies are trying to make a cake, it's not unlike that.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen people try to make that cake online a lot, and it's always very cool. We make replicas of that cake. It's very pretty.
Like, do they make it like it's tipping?
Yeah.
That's so neat. Oh, man. That's so neat.
Well, I got to know what you guys like hot and cold. I'm stretching pretty thin here. We had a lot of controversial opinions come out.
How do you prefer pie? Do you prefer your pie cold, or are you wrong in your choices?
I think my biggest thing was the sheer realization of like me thinking I don't like pie, and then me realizing I do like pie, but it's gotta be hot.
You know what, Brad? If warming pie up makes you love pie more, then I fully support you.
Oh, we all came back around.
You swung me in the end.
Stockholm Syndrome, gaslighting, call it what you want. But the day is one for warm pie.